With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I am the national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We are today on a Monday afternoon. Apologies for the delay here on recording on Monday. Been a very long day for yours truly. Flew back from Indiana this morning. We've had a couple layovers. Just got back to Phoenix, Arizona about an hour ago. So I'm getting this out to you guys as soon as I possibly can. So I apologize for the inconvenience on that. We are here today on a Monday to go over a fun slate in the NBA today, a couple hours before tip-off of games. So if you want to make sure to stay tuned, get our subscriptions on here as well with basketballnews.com and Nothing But Bets. Make sure to subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, with you every single day on the NBA action. Before we get started here, as you guys all know, our sponsor for our sportsbook is TwinSpires Sportsbook. We have exciting news with TwinSpires we're going to announce later on this season. And then also our DFS sponsor, our Prize Picks sponsor, which is them for Prize Picks. We're doing great stuff with them. They sponsor basketballnews.com and Nothing But Bets, our podcast network as well. Every single day, Prize Picks is with us to give out daily winners in power plays. Flex plays, we want to do that as well. If you want to get on the action here with us here at Prize Picks with Nothing But Bets, we have a great offer for you today for our listeners. If you download the app and deposit and use promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, you will see a 100% deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. You pick 2 to 5 players and over under their projections, and you can go up to 10 times on any entry. It's just universe to projected numbers. Prize Picks has a ton of stats to choose from, including points, rebounds, assists, three-pointers made, etc. Prize Picks also allows mixed sport entries as well. Prize Picks offers every sport you can think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks has an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app, both in the App Store and Google Play. Prize Picks is 4-point story in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Prize Picks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy to use. And Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals as well. Again, use promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, and you'll receive 100% deposit match up to $100 when you sign up today. So we thank Prize Picks for sponsoring today's show. And let's go and dive into our picks today. We're going to do rapid fire because we are later in the day, so it's not going to be as much detail. I'm just going to give out my basic picks here on TwinSpires and Prize Picks. So it'll be about a 15-minute show today. So let's go ahead and dive into the action here. First up, our Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Orlando Magic. The Sixers are 13.5-point favorites on TwinSpires. That's a huge line, but Joel Embiid is back for Philadelphia, so I am hammering Sixers minus 13.5. I need to get it done against a young, inexperienced Magic team. So we're going to lock in Magic minus 13.5, and we're going to dive over to Prize Picks right now and lock in for this game as well. Joel Embiid at 23.5 points. I like the over there, as well as Tyrese Maxey's over at 16.5 points. We're going to take both those here. Rebounds, I do like Wendell Carter on his rebound total at 9. I like the over on Wendell Carter Jr. And then as well for assists, I do like, so it looks like on the assist totals here. Let's see here. There is no assist available for any Magic player. So let's go to 3-pointers made. None for any Magic player as well. Free throws made. Jalen Suggs at over 2. I don't know if I like that one. So we're going to stick with this 3-leg power play here where you can win 3 correct page back 5 times the amount. Joel Embiid over 23.5 points. Tyrese Maxey over 16.5 points, and Wendell Carter Jr. over 9 rebounds. We're going to lock in Sixers minus 13.5 to cover the spread as well on TwinSpires over the Magic. Next game here, the Miami Heat hosting the Denver Nuggets. The Heat are 4-point favorites in Miami. I do love this matchup from Miami's standpoint. I think they win, make a big statement in this one against Denver, and put on a big show. There is still Nikola Jokic in this matchup for Denver. So I think Miami cruises here. I think we're going to get a lot of good value here at minus 4 in favor of Miami. So we're going to lock in Heat minus 4. And let's go ahead and dive over to Prize Picks right now and lock in our power play for this game. Bam Adebayo at 19.5 points. I like the over there, especially with no Nikola Jokic playing. I think he has a really strong game inside for Miami. Same goes as well for Duncan Robinson, 11.5 points. I think he has a really solid game. I think he hits a couple three-pointers. He's very high volume as well. I know from deep. So I like Duncan Robinson over 11.5 points. I think he hits at least three or four three-pointers tonight. So we're going to lock in Duncan Robinson over 11.5 points. And then for rebounds and assists, let's go ahead and check out what's available for this game from Denver's point of view. So for rebounds, Will Barton at 4.5 or Monty Morris at 2.5. I don't like either of those. Let's check on assists here as well. Monty Morris at 4. And then three-pointers made. Will Barton 2.5. Monty Morris 1.5. Free throws made. Looks like here's none for free throws made either. So I'm going to go and stick in Monty Morris over 4 assists. So we're going to stick to a three-leg power play here. Bam Adebayo over 19.5 points. Duncan Robinson over 11.5 points. And Monty Morris over 4 assists. $100 entry wins you back $500 on this. We're going to lock that in. Also, Heat minus 4 over the Nuggets. The next game here, the Chicago Bulls hosting the Charlotte Hornets. The Bulls are 4.5 point favorites. I do like Chicago in this matchup. I think their defense wins out in this one. I think it's a very closely contested game throughout, very high scoring game as well. I know every Hornets game is high scoring. I love watching Charlotte play. I love watching Chicago play as well, though. So this is going to be a matchup to me where I feel like it's very high scoring. A lot of stars coming out to play in this one. I honestly love the Bulls in this matchup. I think it's a situation where Chicago gets going early on. They don't let up. And this is a situation to me where I think Chicago really runs away with it late in the end, even though Charlotte gives them a really good push here. So I'm going to lock in the Bulls to win and cover the 4.5 point spread. We're going to go with DeMar DeRozan over 24.5 points and Miles Bridges over 17.5 points. Then also we're going to lock in LaMelo Ball to see what his availability is for assists and rebounds. So LaMelo Ball on the assists, 8 assists. I do love the over for LaMelo Ball on the assists there. And let's check on rebounds from Charlotte's point of view to get this four-leg power play in here. So for rebounds, Gordon Hayward at 5. I don't even know if I exactly like that one. Three-pointers made. Let's check on three-pointers. Terry Rozier at 2. That's very risky to me. I think he could easily have a big game. That's very risky to bet on a three-pointer there from Rozier. So let's just stay with this three-leg power play. We're going to do DeMar DeRozan over 24.5 points, Miles Bridges over 17.5 points, and LaMelo Ball over 8 assists. $100 entry wins you back $500. We're going to lock that in and take the home team in Chicago to cover the 4.5 point spread. The next game here, the Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the Indiana Pacers. The Timberwolves are 2.5 point favorites. I absolutely love Minnesota in this spot. Indiana's on second half of back-to-back. So we are going to lock in and take the Minnesota Timberwolves to cover 2.5 point spread. Producer Brian wants me to get this over as soon as possible, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up really quickly for you. We're going to go very much rapid fire here for sure. We are going to go ahead and lock in on Price Picks the following power play. Let's do Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards over on their points. Same for Caris LeVert at 16.5 and Domantas Sabonis. So we're going to do Karl-Anthony Towns over 21.5 points, Anthony Edwards over 21.5 points, Caris LeVert over 16.5 points, and Domantas Sabonis over 15.5 points. $100 entry wins you back $1,000 for a four-leg power play. So we're going to lock that in. Also take the Timberwolves to cover the 2.5 point spread tonight at home against Indiana. Next game here, the Houston Rockets hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. I do like the underdog Thunder on the road. Every time we bet on Oklahoma City, they always come back and win it for us. So we're going to take the Thunder plus 2. Let's go over to Prize Picks right now and lock in for this game. SGA over 19.5 points. I do like that to hit, as do Lugans Dort at 16.5. Christian Wood at 18.5. I also like to go over, and Kevin Porter Jr. at 15.5. So we had another all four leg power play here. We have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 19.5 points, Christian Wood over 18.5 points, Lugans Dort over 16.5 points, and Kevin Porter Jr. over 15.5 points. $100 entry wins you back $1,000, and we're taking the Thunder plus 2 over the Rockets. Mavericks versus the Cavaliers. The Mavericks are 6.5 point favorites. We are going to take the Dallas Mavericks to cover that 6.5 point spread. Let's see what's available for this game on Prize Picks as well. Let's see here. Luka Doncic over 25.5 points. I do like that one. Same for Kristaps Porzingis at 18.5 points. Darius Garland at 17.5 points. I do like that one as well. And Evan Mobley at 12.5 points. So we're going to do another all points power play here and lock in the Mavericks to cover the 6.5 point spread. Spurs versus Wizards at San Antonio. The Wizards are 3-point favorites on the road. I do actually like San Antonio in this spot as the underdog to cover the 3-point spread. I think we see a very big game for DeJounte Murray. I think he's been very good so far this year for the Spurs. So we're going to lock in the Spurs as the underdog to win outright today against the Washington Wizards. Let's go over to Prize Picks and lock in quickly for this game as well. So Bradley Beal over 24 points. I do like that one. DeJounte Murray. Let's go to DeJounte Murray's rebounds really quickly as well. So DeJounte Murray at 7.5 rebounds. I do like the over there as well. Same for Jakob Poeltl at 9.5 rebounds. And then let's go over to three-pointers made as well for this matchup, and we'll lock in for this game too. Spencer Dinwiddie at 1.5. I do like Spencer Dinwiddie to go over 1.5 threes. So we're going to lock in the following four, like power play here. We like Bradley Beal over 24 points, Jakob Poeltl over 9.5 rebounds, DeJounte Murray over 7.5 rebounds, and Spencer Dinwiddie over 1.5 threes. Hold our entry, wins you back $1,000. We're going to take the Spurs +3 over the Wizards. Jazz versus Trailblazers in Salt Lake City. The Jazz are 7.5 point favorites. We're going to lock in the Jazz -7.5 on TwinSpires. And let's check out Prize Picks as well to lock in for this game as well. So it looks like here for Utah, we had Donovan Mitchell at 23.5 points. I do like the over. Same for Damian Lillard at 24.5. I think snaps out of his funk a little bit in this one. CJ McCollum at 20.5 points. We're going to lock in there as well. And then let's go over to three-pointers made and see if Bojan Bogdanović is on the board here. Yeah, Bojan Bogdanović at 2.5. I'm going to take the over on threes there. So let's lock in this four-leg power play for $1,000. Damian Lillard over 24.5 points. Donovan Mitchell over 23.5 points. CJ McCollum over 20.5 points. And Bojan Bogdanović over 2.5 threes. We're going to take that in the Jazz to cover the spread tonight at home against Portland at -7.5. Our last game here, the Los Angeles Clippers hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. The Clippers are 7-point favorites tonight. I love the Clippers in this spot. New Orleans obviously is very feisty recently, but they are one of the worst teams in the NBA. I think we see a big game from Paul George tonight for Los Angeles. So we're going to lock in the Clippers to cover the 7-point spread over the lowly Pelicans. So let's lock in Clippers -7 and the following here on Prize Picks. Paul George over 24.5 points. Brandon Ingram over 19.5 points. Let's check out what else is available for this matchup as well. So let's go to Jonas Valanciunas on the rebounds real quickly. We'll lock in there as well. So Jonas Valanciunas for rebounds is, let's see, 10.5 rebounds. So we'll stick to this three-leg power play, $100, she wins back $500. We're going to take Paul George over 24.5 points, Brandon Ingram over 19.5 points, and Jonas Valanciunas over 10.5 rebounds, and Clippers -7 over the Pelicans. So really quickly before we end today's show, I want to quickly go over our picks as well. Sixers -13.5 over the Magic, Heat -3.5 over the Nuggets, Bulls -4.5 over the Hornets, Timberwolves -2.5 over the Pacers, Thunder +2 over the Rockets, Mavericks -6.5 over the Cavaliers, Spurs +3 over the Wizards, Jazz -7.5 over the Trailblazers, and Clippers -7 over the Pelicans. So that's going to do for our episode here of Nothing But Bets. Appreciate everyone listening. And as always, we're with you guys every single day for the best NBA betting edge out there. And in the meantime, happy betting.